بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نستعرض speaking about some of the adab of the road. These adab are very very important. Sometimes they are like the prerequisites, preconditions. We may call it adab, but it may turn out to be the prerequisite. The Sheikh Al-Bale was discussing with Mufti Sahib Al-Bale discussion was about the Sheikh Al-Islam Sahib Al-Bale. Sheikh Al-Islam Sahib Al-Bale would complain, I keep making dua, I don't need murids. The more I'm making dua, the more the murids are just increasing. The dua of mine is not getting answered. Al-Mustafa Rahmatullah says that this dua must not get accepted, because amongst the sharait and the adab of the acceptance of dua is the one that is supplicating mustn't hurry for the acceptance. When he's going to hurry for the acceptance, then he's not fulfilling one of the requirements. If he's not fulfilling the requirements, then the dua will drag, it won't be accepted. We generally hear about the adab that your earnings must be halal. That's one of the adab. Another adab is also that you don't ask for something that is impermissible. You're asking, for example, or something that is haram. One person wrote up, he says that I love a certain girl, I dua that she loves me and gets married to me. I say that dua is unfair. See, naturally if she doesn't like you, and also, it's also possible that someone else also likes her. You love her, and someone else loves her also. But she doesn't like either of you. Well, will it be fair to her? How would it be fair to her? Understand it like this. The 100-year-old fat woman, as ugly as ever, right? She got AIDS and corona, everything she got. Right? And she says, I'm desperately in love with this person here. Except this dua of mine. Right? So, will it be fair for the person? That person is 22 years of age, as handsome as possible, so nice, trim, slim, complexion. She doesn't have complexion, she's so sick. Is dying, you see, I left this person here, then he must come into my nikah. So, you see now what's going to happen there. So, don't ask for something that is not permissible, not proper. To be fair to him, to be fair to this person as well. And you want to know things will just work out to your satisfaction, and we'll be inconsiderate to that person's feelings. That's the second adab. Third adab is mulhin. We keep persistence. In dua, there must be persistence. Keep asking. We're not hasty, not hurrying to get it accepted. then we keep persisting as well. See, that person that is, his nafs is not under, is not disciplined, then he will ask for things as well. Either he may ask for the wrong things, or things that are according to his nafs. See, not according to what's needed, what's the need of the time. See now, there's a need for a Jamaat to go to Bangladesh, for example, right? And he doesn't like to go to Bangladesh because of whatever conditions. Very, very backwards, I don't want to go there. It's too backwards, you know.